Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Savannah Ely with Step One Services and Jen Colosimo with the Castleview Hospital. And they've got a big recovery carnival fun for the entire family coming up on Friday out at the Carbon Event Center. We're going to talk all about it. We'll talk about, the need for this and why it's so great. And we'll talk about some of the particulars of what's going to happen out there at the carnival on Friday night. Savannah and Jen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
So let's start, Savannah, with you, with Step One Services out at Castleview Hospital. What do you guys do out there as far as, you know, your participation with the community and taking care of all that?
So we do medical detox for alcohol and opioids, inpatient hospital-based program. So usually how it works is we have somebody show up, or not show up, but reach out for help, and we get them in if they meet criteria with Step One. If not, we always get them somewhere. But then we'll bring them in, medically detox them, and get them set up for treatment once they leave. We'll have everything set for them. So that's one less thing that they have to do by setting up appointments and trying to find someone that's, you know, whether they're going inpatient, outpatient, we just set them up with every resource we can while they're in there.
All right. And the one question that comes to mind, and correct me if I'm wrong or anything like that, but is what you're doing, do you guys work, because we talked to a gentleman earlier about it, do you guys work with the Bridge program, or do you have anything to do with that, or is this just you standalone?
So this is just us standalone. It's detox in the hospital, but we do work with the Bridge program. We'll refer patients over there that might not meet criteria with us, or they might not have insurance, and so we'll refer them over there. Or maybe that's what their end goal is Suboxone, and they just want help getting started on that, so we'll refer them all the time over to the Bridge program in the ER.
Okay, and then the one question that I have before we get to Jen about the carnival itself is, you guys are stressing that this is for the entire family. It's not just for somebody that's going through recovery by themselves, because really, we had mentioned it before we came on the air, if you're going through recovery, chances are your family is going through it with you. So that's
Absolutely.
What this is all about, right?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times when people are getting sober, finding recovery, they're with their family, right? That's their support system. Their family is pushing them, not so much pushing them, but cheering them on. And so we wanted to do a family recovery day this month, because it is recovery month, and, you know, wrap our arms around the whole family, because the whole family really goes through it with the person that's struggling. If you've ever had a loved one who struggles, you know, they're dealing with a lot of trauma, but I think oftentimes the families forget that they're also dealing with trauma. They're traumatized by a lot of the situations that the person's going through. So we want to, you know, just empower the families to heal together and come together and support recovery, because they're also recovering from it. They might not be doing the substance, but they're recovering from substance use along with their family member.
And that's what this event is all about. And Jen, we're going to bring you in now. Let's talk about the Recovery Carnival that's coming up on Friday. As far as the logistics of it, it's going to be out, we know, at the event center. But where's it going to be held, the times, and all the great events that you guys have tied into this?
So we are going to roll off at 4 o'clock p.m., and we're all on the event center lawn. So just there, like where the playground is, right before you would go into the fairgrounds, like for a rodeo or the derby. So all of our local community partners have been amazing to work with. We've got USARA, Recovery, Ways, Life Balance, Four Corners has been a huge support for us, Carbon Medical as well. And they're all going to come do fun things with the kids, but we're doting on We Recover Together. And that's actually the theme that we used this year when we were trying to think of a slogan for our event, is We Recover Together. And so we've got the hospitals doing hot dogs, so you'll have a full meal. We've got the ice cream truck there. We're doing a video montage. So what does recovery look like to you? And Amanda Pies has been great and has been putting that together for us. And then self-care. What do we do to take care of ourselves?
And that's always seems to be one of the big keys. And I don't know if you want to handle this one, or if Savannah, you do, with self-care. And self-care can look like anything, can't it?
Yes. And, you know, that's one thing that I've learned, you know, working in this field is we're preaching self-care to the individuals who are struggling, right? Or who are getting sober, self-care, self-care. And I think a lot of times, like, some of the parents are so worried about, is my kid okay? Is my kid okay? That they're often forgetting self-care too, right? And it's just the reality of it. And so we're just trying to take this and, you know, push self-care for the whole family. The whole family needs to have everybody in life needs to have self-care, right? So self-care is going to be a huge thing. There's going to be some individuals. I think Four Corners Behavioral Health is doing a booth and doing self-care journals, which will be great. They've been great to work with. Yeah.
And you know, the thing about teaching people self-care, it's almost like teaching a person that never relaxes how to relax.
Yes.
They don't know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said my self-care is sitting in my car for 60 seconds before I walk in the house.
Absolutely.
Something that simple can be self-care.
Yes.
All right. So, Jen, back to you. What time are we going to get started and how long are we going to be going out there?
We will be there from 4 to 7. The weather is supposed to be nice. There's no rain predicted and sunshine and no clouds. So it's going to be perfect, and we're looking forward to working with the community and having a huge turnout.
All right. So everybody head on out there. Great fun. Bring the entire family. That's what this is all about, getting everybody together. It is the Recovery Carnival going on this Friday out there at the Carbon Event Center. And if you have or looking for more information, can they find it on the Castleview's website? Do you guys have a Facebook page that it's on? Where's the best place to find that?
Our marketing director, Carrie Fox, has it posted everywhere. So we are on digital media, Facebook. I think we're on the little billboard out on Highway 10 as well. And then lots of shares on social media. So it's all over the place.
All right. And we'll get the information out there as well. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
We have had Savannah Ely with Step One Services and Jen Colosimo from Castleview Hospital talking all about the Recovery Carnival coming up this Friday out at the Carbon County Event Center. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.